Hello, and welcome to the Hempville CBD Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Cooey. I'm an entrepreneur in the cannabis industry with my business, Hempville CBD. This podcast is dedicated to educating you on CBD and how it can positively impact your life. Also, we'll feature professionals in the cannabis market and share their expertise in the marketplace. Join us on this enlightening journey that will enrich your appreciation of the dynamic cannabis marketplace. Follow us at hempvillecbd.com, and as always, there's an open invitation to come visit us at the store in South Haven, Mississippi. Now, let's get to it. Hello, and welcome to the Hempville CBD Podcast. My name is Ben Cooey, owner and operator of the store Hempville CBD in South Haven, Mississippi, and also the website hempvillecbd.com. My producer, Derek Michaud, is not here today, but my interviewee is, which we're having a hard time getting him this morning, but I got him here. And what we're going to talk about today is where Hempville CBD gets its THCA flower. For those of you that don't know, THCA stands for tetrahydrocannabolic acid. THCA is much easier to say, but for those who are first-time listeners, to kind of review what THCA is, THCA is the non-psychoactive THC because it has an acid connected to it. That's what the A is for. You get THCA, even though it's non-psychoactive, you get all the health benefits of THC without the buzz or without the high. THCA is non-psychoactive only in its natural form. Once you expose it to heat, it becomes straight THC, and then you will get buzzed or high. And when you ask about, well, what are the medical benefits of THCA or THC? There are a lot of them, and here's just a small list of them. Of course, they're going to help you with relaxation and sleep. However, let's say you're a cancer patient, which my brother-in-law is, it's going to help with appetite loss. It's going to help them eat a lot more when they lose their appetite going through chemo. It's going to help with nausea. It's going to help with inflammation and pain relief. Also, studies have shown that it slows the progression down of cancer cells, really dealing mainly with prostate cancer. It helps with IBD, which is irritable bowel disease, something I do not want to get. It also helps with Crohn's disease. And when it comes to brain health, you know, I'd always thought, well, if you smoke THC or use THC, it's just going to make you dumber. Actually, it helps protect your brains in some ways. And it also is effective against Huntington's disease, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, reducing seizures and muscle spasms or cramps within the body as well. The thing with THCA is it kind of makes me laugh. It makes me realize the man upstairs is smarter than we are because he made this wonderful plant to help with health needs. He made a decaf version and a leaded version. He gave us the decaf, which is THCA for those people that don't want the psychoactive effects. And then he gave us the THC version, which does give you the psychoactive effects that some people want. Now, THCA is not only popular because of the many health benefits that it has. The fact that it's mainly a smokable product is it enhances its popularity. Like I said earlier, once it's exposed to heat, it turns into straight THC. So a lot of people are buying this for the health benefits of it. And of course, some people don't need the health benefits, but they're buying it as a better vice because they don't want the street weed because that's a risk. Wondering if opioids have been put on it or what's on that street weed. There's always a risk in buying something off the street where this stuff can be traced back to when it was planted in the ground. It also allows you to avoid the side effects, is what we call the side effects from the medical marijuana card or recreational marijuana card. And what we mean by side effects is when you have a marijuana card to go into a medical or recreational dispensary, it's not a private sale. And we say this all the time, it's not a private sale. The government is tracking you every purchase that you buy, every store that you go to. The pharmacies are tracking you as well. It has to be a cash-only sale. You cannot use credit card or debit card. And you also give up your right to purchase a gun. If you own a gun, you still get to own it. But if you don't own a gun or if you needed to get another gun for whatever reason, once you have that marijuana card, you have put your right to purchase a gun on the shelf until that card has expired. And that's just something I don't feel comfortable with. And a lot of people don't know, and they don't feel comfortable with it once they find out. The other thing is, I just feel THCA is a better product. And why I say it's a better product is we realize the THCA we have in our store is as strong, if not stronger, than what you find in most dispensaries. And we, with THCA, I can purchase from whatever farmer I want to anywhere in the nation. And that's important because when you get to these dispensaries, depending on the state that they're in, they can only buy from a farmer within that state. And that's important because not that those farmers are bad, but I'll take here for the state of Mississippi, which is I'm in. We just approved medical marijuana last year. And the farmers here have only been growing marijuana for a year, where I can go to California and buy from people who've been growing the same type of plant for generations. And so they have, I guess, they're more advanced or they're ahead of the game when it comes to the process of how to do it, because it is an art form. It's not as simple as just put a seed in the ground and water it and wait a couple of months. It's a science in how you grow these plants and get them to be the way they are. And I have the freedom to shop anywhere where a dispensary has to buy from that state, has to buy from the farmers in that state. And sometimes when you do that, you don't get the best product in the world. Now, also, most importantly, when it comes to shops, retail shops like mine, where you can go in and get THCA flower, it is so much safer than buying anything off the street. I cannot tell you how many customers we've had end up in the hospital due to street weed, due to it being laced with something. And so just THCA is giving you, it allows you to have a private sale. You're not tracked by the government when you come into our store. You can use a credit card. You can use a debit card. And it's a better product as far as we're able to buy from the best farmers in the nation rather than just being stuck with the best farmer in our state. Now, that all being said, not all THCA bud is the same. You have a low-grade bud, and that's what you'll generally find in a gas station or a tobacco shop. You have medium-grade bud, and that's what you're going to find in a lot of your retail stores where the bud might cost $1,000 a pound. It's good. It's around 18 to 25% maybe as far as THCA. And then you got premium bud. Premium product best describes my guest today. It's who I turn to buy THCA flower for my store, Hempville CBD. And because of this, I can tell you our sales dealing with THCA flower have quadrupled since I've been using this guy. And I want to bring this guy in. His name is Max Wilcox from The High Hippie. That's his company. Max, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Ben?
Man, thank you for being on the show today. Before I get into asking you questions, I just want to tell you a little history with my store and you.
Okay.
Before I had met you, we were selling Delta 8 flower, and we were different than everybody else. We had 50% Delta 8 flower. We were able to also mix in HHC and THCO or THCP on that flower as well. But for those of you who don't know, Delta 8 flower, what they have to do is extract the Delta 8 or the cannabinoids, whatever cannabinoid you're going to have, out of the plant. And then they spray that on back onto the bud, and it makes the bud super, super sticky. But the problem with that is if it's super sticky, it's hard to grind in a grinder. And if it's already in a pre-roll, a lot of times in the middle of smoking it, it'll seal up on you because there's so much stuff sprayed onto that plant that it's going to seal up, and then it's hard to actually use the product. We had a good following with the Delta 8, and then THCA came about. We were buying it at 18 to 25%, that medium grade stuff. It did well. Our customers liked it, but I didn't, you know, I was just selling to the customers we already had. It really wasn't bringing new people in. And man, I got your flower. And you know, when I first talked to you, you told me the price and it was about double of what everybody else was selling. And I'm like, ugh. And then I was like, he's got to be. And then you told me the percentages, 35 to 40% on a lot of the strains, super high, never seen anything like that before. And I was in the back of my mind, I was thinking, he's got to be spraying something on this flower. I think I'm just going to buy some to take a look at it. I got to see exactly what he's doing. And man, I purchased some. And when I got it in, I looked at it and I said, oh my gosh, this stuff is beautiful. It's trimmed well. It smokes well. It looks great. It smells great. Everything about the bud says professional. And it wasn't super sticky. There was nothing sprayed on it like the Delta 8 flower. It looked like an all natural bud, had a little stick to it. It wasn't dry, but it wasn't super sticky. But all I can tell you is the response from your flower is great. And I'm going to read you, these are emails that have come to my personal email account, because when somebody orders, I send them out a personal email thanking them for their order. This is what I've gotten this week. And I get this every week. One guy wrote in, and I quote, "Very impressed with your THCA flower. It's the best I've tried and seen on the market. The smell, trim, look, and how it smokes is all top level. And its effects hit perfectly. And the price is awesome. Don't know anywhere where I can buy a premium THCA flower. We provide a coupon code for the customers." And he says, "For under $200 an ounce. I want to thank you, your staff, your wholesalers, your farmers, etc. Everybody, 5 stars all the way." Another one came in, and these are shorter. They say, "Better than anything I found in any marijuana dispensary in Arkansas, Missouri, Mississippi, and even Colorado." And we get that a lot in our store where people come in and say, "Man, I've been to Colorado to their dispensaries out there, and the stuff you have is head and shoulders above what they got." And that's when I knew I was onto something with you. And then another guy wrote in, "Best bud I've ever smoked, but the price is unbelievable. Offering a coupon code that allows me to buy a truly premium bud for under $200 an ounce. Unbelievable. A lifesaver for me. Thank you, customer for life." Now, all I can tell you, Max, is from a business standpoint, this is gold. This is gold for my store and the reaction to it. And a lot of that has to do with you and how you run your business, because the flower is the star. Our flower sales used to be second or third as far as segments of products that we sell in our store. Now, by far, it is number one in store and number one on our web store as well. So I got to ask you, what's the philosophy behind your business? I got a feeling I know, but to have this type of result isn't luck. It's how you're running your business and the pillars that you use to run it. So what is the philosophy you have for High Hippie?
Well, first off, Ben, I'd like to say thank you for the support. And I'd also like to say that I feel like you're offering very fair prices to the customers. A lot of stores out there that offer our products, they do sell them for a lot more than that. So that's amazing that you're offering those at great prices where, you know, anybody can have access to them and enjoy them. And my whole philosophy in business and in cultivation is quality. You know, I come from Michigan, where we've had a cannabis program, I believe, since 2008. I joined that program in 2012 and, you know, worked with a lot of medical dispensaries. And we were kind of ahead of the times there, before the batch testing and everything went into effect. We were already batch testing everything, making sure it's safe, you know, for patients. And it was an amazing time that I really enjoyed, you know, being a part of the cannabis industry that early. And then I started to get into hemp in 2018. And I actually started that business with my grandfather, who had never used cannabis, CBD, any hemp products in his life. And, you know, he was having some pains, and I made a recovery cream at the time that really helped him. And I really helped shift everything with my family, who really wasn't on board with cannabis or hemp. And that was mainly just because they didn't understand it. And that's why, you know, I love things like this podcast that are educational for consumers, where they can learn more about it and really show people that, you know, cannabis and hemp are not bad. They're, you know, a great thing, you know, in terms of, you know, potentially helping people. And I love that. So with that, my philosophy with everything has always been quality, quality, quality. And that's, you know, that takes a lot of steps to take that quality from the farm to the customer. And with THCA, a lot of that is speed, you know, getting it fresh to me and then getting it fresh and fast to the stores. So everything is, you know, next day shipped. No matter what, that's not a negotiable thing that I have with my customers. It's something where it really matters. It really makes the difference that it's a controlled environment, you know, from the farm to me to you. And yeah, I mean, you're familiar with that. Everything is,
oh, yeah,
is next day air, because I don't want any products, you know, sitting in a hot UPS, you know, transport. Yeah. Yeah. So everything makes a difference, you know, the storage of it, everything. And then, you know, only selecting the best strains, the best compliant strains to, you know, to offer our customers here. And I think all those things, help with the quality. And that was the same philosophy I had in Michigan in the cannabis program was, you know, I would rather take it and grow the very best, even if that means I have to throw out batches. You know, that was always a philosophy, is no matter what, I'm going to offer the cleanest, you know, back then, medical marijuana products to my patients as I possibly could. And, you know, that was appreciated because there was a lot of people, you know, especially outdoor people that would come in fall, and their prices were, you know, a quarter of what really indoor quality flower is. And I would just never compete with that. I would always just stand firm that, hey, this is a quality product. And one thing you mentioned about potency that I do want to educate, you know, your customers on a little bit, is it's not always about the percentage. It really is an entourage effect. And I know the potency does play a big part in it, but really what I'm trying to push this year is, you know, there's more to it than the potency. And that's why we started doing terpene tests and other things to really, you know, highlight that portion of it. Because, you know, in Michigan, I would do terpene tests and I would do potency tests. And to be honest with you, a lot of the fan favorites back then, they weren't the most potent, because that was never highlighted back in, you know, 2012 to 2016. Right. That wasn't the main highlight. So they really, you know, they would choose based on the stores opening a jar and the customers could smell it. They could look at the appearance, and that was how people made choices. And I know, you know, things have changed since then, but the terpenes play such a vital role in the effects that you're going to have. Even more so in terms of indica and sativa, is I really say that, you know, you can have two of the same strains that came from the same mother and father. And, you know, technically everybody would call those both sativas, but they can be completely different. And how that works is if you take a regular seed, two regular seeds, not feminized seeds, and you cross those seeds, think of those as parents. And then all the seeds that come off of those would be the children. And those children, they're going to be similar, but they're not all going to be the same. So that's called phenotypes. And that's kind of how the THCA came about, really, is there was different children, per se, in that gene pool that produced higher amounts of THCA and lower amounts of Delta 9. So right. That's how all these different strains have came about in the CBD world and in the, you know, THCA space, CBG, all these different things have came about from selective crossing and breeding and then pheno hunting to find these, you know, specialty strains. So yeah. that is, you know, something I always like to tell people is the terpenes really do matter. You know, and your online customers, they can't smell it, obviously, So they're going based on potency, but I do think that's important to highlight is the terpenes from it.
It is, and that's kind of that mirror image is exactly what's happened to us. I think we started off with like a 40% future haze, which is our number one seller, and it was number one online because I think a lot of people had never seen such a high percentage, and so that they were intrigued by it. So that's why they were ordering. But I mean, I got some LA Kush cakes from you at 32%, and I got some recently Oreo Blizzard from you, which is in the mid 30s. But they're so frosty with so many cannabinoids and stuff on them that, you know, at least in store, we've told our customers, hey, I know it's a lower percentage, but look at how this looks and look at all the terpenes within this bud on the outside of it. They've tried it and they've all come back and said, man, that was great. And seeing that pick up online too, that it's not all about just the higher percentage, the better, because we always tell people sometimes too much of a good thing can turn into a bad thing real quick. There are other things involved with it. But also with your business, I think that's one of the reasons it's such a perfect match with mine is we follow the same philosophy, which is quality, quality, quality. There's so much junk in this business that's out there that if you have a quality product, and can get that quality product and sell it for, let's say, the standard average price of what's out there on the market, you're going to put yourself head and shoulders above everybody else because you're at the same pricing, but you got such a much better product without the premium price baked in. And that's exactly the philosophy we follow at Hempville. And it's paid off for us as far as battling our competition. And I'm so happy to find that with you because it comes across in what you're sending me. I mean, I've probably ordered 12 different strains from you since I've known you. All 12, and this is such a rarity, all 12 have been home runs. All 12 have done well. All 12 have impressed our customers. There's never been a time where I said, nah, I'm sending this back. It doesn't look good or it's not doing well with our customers. Everything has done well. Now, and you had answered the other question I was going to ask you, which is what got you into the business? Because the longer I've been in this business, the more I find out all of our stories are the same, but they're all different. You had, did you say a grandfather that was, you wanted to grow this to help give him some of the benefits or a family member?
Yeah.
And that's similar to me. I had a family member too, my mother, who died when I was 41 and on 13 medications and then 9 years in CBD, none of this stuff was around. Cannabis was around, but it wasn't legal in our state. So during that 9 years before I hit 50, by the time I hit 50, felt like I was staring down a fork road. One road led with a road of nothing but prescription pills as I get older, or trying to find a way to do it differently and naturally. And that's how I fell into the hemp CBD industry is because my father, who was a doctor for 40 years, said, look, man, if you can do it all natural, I suggest you do it. Because he said, I guarantee you the day you get on your first pill, 6 months later, you'll be on three. And it's a never ending road. It's a never ending cycle. And so I took his advice. Now, like you, I have family members who think I'm nothing more than a drug dealer, even though I've never done drugs in my entire life until I've owned this store and started to realize the benefits of it. But with your company, High Hippie, we all know you make the best flower or you're getting the best flower. Are there any other products that y'all have?
Yeah, we have some other products, gummies and pre-rolls and some concentrates as well. But I mean, the flower is really the highlight that I always try and focus on.
Well, I got some concentrates from you and some THCA dab or wax. Yep. And that has been a great hit with our customers as well. I mean, like I said, we've had other brands and they did well for, you know, those dabbers that want to do that. But when we brought your product in with the THCA diamonds, man, they use that and they're like, best they seen. So whatever you're doing, it's working. And I appreciate you doing it because it's helping businesses like mine achieve a growth that you're not seeing a lot of businesses grow in the economy that we're in now, but we're growing over last year's number. In fact, we're hitting the best numbers we've ever had
And I'd like to say one thing real quick, Ben, is I didn't tell the whole story of how I got into this, you know, prior to what I had mentioned. And a big part of what made me so passionate about cannabis and hemp and just natural health products really is because when I was growing up, you know, like a lot of kids, there's medications that are pushed onto you.
Oh, yeah.
ADHD medication, and then you need sleep medication and anxiety because the ADHD medicine tends to, you know, it wind you up. And I know that, you know, there's a time and a place for those things. So I'm not completely trying to bash them, but what really did it for me was, you know, I found that cannabis did work for me with my migraine headaches. And I just became extremely passionate about it. And I'd actually, you know, went through a legal battle when I was a teenager for cannabis, and I kept trying to preach, you know, this is a good thing, it's helping me, and no one wanted to listen at the time. And then, you know, when I was, I believe, 18 or 19, I got an injury and I was put on opioids, and I went through a battle with that. And, you know, after that, really started bring on my family in terms of support, because they saw what that pain medication had done to me. And it wasn't a good road to go down. And, you know, it just made me more passionate about cannabis and helping people, and not just cannabis, but all the different natural ways. Sometimes it's not even products. You can take a natural product and then couple that with a healthy lifestyle, and it can make a world of difference for you. You know, it's diet, it's, you know, using these natural herbs to help you, and all those things play a key role in living a healthy lifestyle. And that's something I always preach is, you know, it's really, you know, the full circle of, you know, living a healthy lifestyle, having a healthy diet, and then, you know, using these herbs as needed. And, you know, that's my philosophy with just everything.
We all feel at Hempville, we feel like the cannabis plant and the hemp plant, they're not a cure-all, but they are part of they're a piece of the puzzle of all natural health. I mean, they do a lot. It doesn't cure anything, but it helps manage a lot of things. But I just look at it as, hey, cannabis and hemp and these cannabinoids, they are a piece of the puzzle, because God gave us an endocannabinoid system that naturally matches up with these cannabinoids. When I saw that and saw that the cannabinoids in this plant and the receptors in our body are a perfect match, that's when I was like, okay, there's something to this, and it's good, because why would we have that built into our system? And that's what really got me into looking at it. And that's why I feel like, hey, I hadn't solved the whole problem. I hadn't finished the whole puzzle, but this is part of it. And that's why I got into the business. Now, that brings us to, we all love these cannabinoids, but we have a 2024 farm bill coming out this year to replace the 2018 farm bill, which made all of this legal. A lot of people are nervous about this farm bill because it could go either way. It could open up the floodgates for us, or it could shut everything down. And I've heard everything from it's going to shut everything down to it'll open up the floodgates. What are you looking for, or have you heard anything of what they might do in this 2024 farm bill that's coming out this year?
You know, I could speculate on it, but it's not something I can say definitively it's going to go one way or the other.
Nobody knows what's going to happen. It's just that we're all hearing different things, and I'm just trying to get a feel for what have you heard to compare it to what I've heard.
Well, I can tell you, I hope that, you know, this keeps going, because it gives people access to these hemp products that I feel do help them. You know, that's my opinion. And I do hope this keeps going, because it's really one issue that I have with, you know, the recreational cannabis markets, typically like in Michigan, is, you know, once they over-regulate it, it really makes it so it limits a lot of people from being able to get involved in it that had built the industry. And that's normally from a financial standpoint. And the thing that I love about the way the hemp industry operates is it really allows, you know, the best businesses to win, and you don't have to start off being super wealthy to get into it. Like anybody can really get into it. You don't need a ton of, you know, cash to get started. And I like that. I like that it's more about, hey, who has, you know, the best products and, you know, the best education, like what you're doing. You're working very hard to offer your customers, you know, the best products, the best prices, an educational platform for them. And I like that. So with the 2024 Farm Bill, I really hope that this stays around, because I feel that the cannabis industry is really fighting it really hard. And I don't understand that, because, you know, 10 years ago, everyone in the cannabis industry, it was a culture, it was a strong culture, and everybody just wanted to see it, you know, freed, where everybody could use it across the country. And now it's more of, you know, the hemp industry versus the cannabis industry in a lot of, you know, conversations online. And I don't feel like it should be that way. I feel like, you know, we should all be fighting for the same thing, and that's legalization and access for everyone across the country. So
the problem is this, you're right. It should all be, you would think us in the marijuana industry would be on the same page, but actually we're not. And here's why. I mean, we already are fighting big pharma, because we're competing with them and hurting their sales, because everything that we're doing, it can replace every over-the-counter medication almost and be healthier for you. You take ibuprofen, for example, probably the number one over-the-counter medication people use. It's also what people don't realize. It's the most toxic thing you have in your house and that you can put in your body, because it builds up ibuprofen deposits within your liver and eventually will shut down your liver, where cannabis does not do that. But also with this new bill coming out, what I worry about is them taking away a lot of stuff. For instance, not only are we fighting the big pharma, but our cousins over here, our big brother, marijuana, on the other side of us, does not like us either. And the reason they don't like us is because we're, at least in my state, I'm killing it against them, because people are waking up to all these side effects to the medical marijuana card, with the lack of privacy, being tracked by the government, not being able to buy a gun. The product it's not watered down, but it's not, the growers don't have generations of experience growing it. They're all kind of brand new. People want that privacy. They don't want the government knowing all their business. They don't trust the government necessarily as much as they used to. And that's why they like our options. And that's why Big Pharma does not like it. I have actually people from the marijuana dispensaries call my attorney and ask me to take my ad off the radio, because it's hurting their business too bad, even though everything I'm saying is true. So we're fighting. We're competing on a bunch of different fronts here. What I'm looking for with this new farm bill is, I've heard things that they're going to get rid of all these other cannabinoids like Delta 8, THCP, THCO, and what they're going to do is leave us with two, CBD and CBG, and all the non-psychoactive cannabinoids that they'll let us keep. And then with the psychoactive, they're going to let us keep Delta 9, but I've heard they're going to change the amount of Delta 9 they'll allow us to have from 0.3% to 1 full percentage point. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but I now currently have gummies that have 25 milligrams of Delta 9 in them at 0.3. That's a lot. If we're able to triple that to 1%, that's 75 milligrams of Delta 9 in a gummy. That's way more than anybody needs. So I feel pretty safe there. My worry is that they will take the THCA flower away, and that is the driver that's allowing us to compete with the dispensaries. If they take that away, that could really hurt our business, and that's what I'm looking for. As well as what will probably happen in this farm bill, which will be good and bad, is they'll probably put in some FDA regulation. Some of it we'll probably like, some of it we won't. Hopefully they won't ban too many cannabinoids, but I know they're probably going to take some of them off the shelf. And then bank regulations, hopefully that'll open up banking for a lot of people because that's still hard to get. And as you know, social media and how we advertise is very restrictive. And hopefully they'll loosen up some of those rules too, so we can at least, that's part of the education process and why I had to start this podcast, because I can't get on Facebook or YouTube and say THC or THCA. So it's hard for me to educate the public with it. Now, I know you got a meeting coming up, so we're going to cut this short for you a little bit because I know you, there's something you got to do that you can't miss.
I want to say one thing too, Ben. It's maybe on the next season of your podcast, maybe we have, you know, a podcast dedicated to, you know, different educational things that you and I are both educated on, you know, terpenes and different flower types and things like that, because I've had, you know, I've really enjoyed talking with you on this podcast. And you and I have a lot of private conversations where we talk about these things. So it just, you know, if you ever want me back on, I would love to. And next time I'll have more time. I apologize that
No, that's fine. We will do that in season two, because that's just the next step of learning. For, you know, first we got to get the basics, and then we can step up to the terpenes and everything else that's on top of the bud that a lot of people don't know. But yeah, I'll let you get to where you're going. Folks, thank you for listening to us today. I hope something we said helped. Remember, we have that coupon code for you, HVP for Hempville Podcast, HVP20 for 20% off anything in the store. All you got to do is go to hempvillecbd.com. If you have any questions or concerns, you can reach out to me on my email. Also, remember, Hempville CBD, Hempville stands for Help Educate More People. Bill, we all live in the same community. We should all be looking out after each other. And somebody came to me and said, hey, we don't all live in the same community. You ship to all 50 states and we're all different communities. And that's true. But like my brother-in-law has cancer, and you will find out real quick, that's not a community you want to be a part of, but it's a community you're in, because when you meet somebody who's fighting the same battle, all of a sudden it's like, we're teammates. You know, we're fighting the same battle, and it's a battle for life. And you become a part of a community, whether you want to or not. So we should all be looking out after each other. Max, thank you for visiting with us today. We'll definitely see you in season two, and I will let you get on with your day. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. If you found this podcast helpful, I'd appreciate it if you took a minute to subscribe, rate, review, and follow us at hempvillecbd.com. This increases the reach to more people who are trying to navigate through the changing cannabis market and its products, so that we can create a more knowledgeable consumer. Take a screenshot and tag me in your social stories to friends. It means the world to me to know that this podcast has positively helped you and that we get to be a part of your journey. Thank you, and until next time, here's to a better life.